You're listening to SBS News.
In late 1960s America, homosexuality was still seen as a mental illness, and gay sex was illegal except in Illinois. Few venues welcomed openly gay Americans, and exceptions including the mafia-run Stonewall Inn in New York's Greenwich Village often attracted the attention of authorities. Police raids were used to expose those who were gay and make an example of men who chose to cross-dress. But things changed when a group of gay men and women, drag queens and transgender New Yorkers chose to fight back against officers who had raided the bar for the second time that week. Speaking to NBC News, this man was in the bar at the raid on the 28th of June 1969.
The neighborhood cops always raided the bar, and they would walk in and say, "All right, girls, line up." And we'd line up as usual, but they came in nasty, hollering and pushing and shoving, and they hit somebody, and somebody hit back, and that started the whole thing.
Australian rights activist Gary Weatherspoon, who was one of the organisers of Australia's first Mardi Gras, says the events of that evening had global repercussions.
But that night, they started to fight back. So the next night, the police came again, and more people turned up to fight back, and it went on for two or three nights. And it became what you might call the symbolic start of fight for LGBTQI rights all around the world. It was like, a stone dropped in a pond, and the ripples.
Stonewall patrons refused to stand in line and have their IDs and their bodies checked by police. A crowd gathered, shouting began, and a scuffle broke out. Police batons were drawn, and violent protests and demonstrations lasted for more than 3 days. A year after the riots in June 1970, New York staged its first ever gay pride parade, celebrating the diversity of the LGBTIQ+ community. In 1970, Australians Christabel Pohl and John Ware came out in the Australian newspaper and announced the formation of CAMP, or the Campaign Against Moral Persecution. Mr. Weatherspoon says it was one of the factors pushing the rights campaign forward.
1970-71, first public meeting 71, and from there activism started. CAMP was set up to deal with several things. Deal with the medical profession, which did aversion therapy and psychosurgery, to deal with the law, which criminalised male homosexual activity, to deal with the churches, which regarded us as sinful.
In March 1978, Australians Ken Davis and Anne Talbot received a letter from the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day organisers calling on people overseas to stand up for LGBTIQ+ rights and commemorate the Stonewall riots. It was one element that led to the first Mardi Gras being held in Sydney later that year. Mr. Davis was one of the organisers of the first Mardi Gras, which was organised as a nighttime party in Taylor Square and not a demonstration. But as Mr. Davies remembers, the events were met with police violence and arrests.
So the idea was, why don't we have a celebration, like a street party in Taylor Square, down Oxford Street, where people can come in costume or maybe in masks. It's night time. It's not a protest. It's a celebration. As soon as it happened, the police reversed the permit, you know, started harassing and attacking. But what we'd done on the 9th anniversary of Stonewall was recreate a big conflict with police about police power, almost exactly what had happened in New York in 1969.
The following year, up to 3,000 people marched in an incident-free parade. Mardi Gras went on to become an annual event in Sydney, and to this day retains the spirit of both protest and celebration across the country. Sydney is currently bidding to be the host of World Pride 2023, and after the legacy of Stonewall, June is considered as Pride Month around the world. Reflecting on the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, Mr. Davis says the events of the 28th of June 1969 continue to have an impact.
Progress internationally has been astounding, particularly like social progress. And the progress here since 78 has been astounding. But the world doesn't work in a simple line. Internationally, everything's under challenge now. the world now is a much less democratic place than it was 10 years ago.
In 2018, New South Wales Police Commissioner Michael Fuller gave an official apology to Sydney's 78ers on behalf of the force, while earlier this month, New York City's Police Commissioner apologised for the Stonewall raid, which sparked the original riot, saying the actions taken by the NYPD were wrong. Readers seeking support can find a list of LGBTIQ plus services at reachout.com. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.